Good morning, everybody. It's Phil from WTV Media, and welcome to the optimistic Monday morning boo from a rather overcast and foggy St. Neots, the bank of the River Ouse this morning, where the optimistic Monday boo is just all about catching up, letting you know what I'm up to, what I've been doing, and being optimistic for the week ahead as opposed to miserable, which few people are on a Monday morning, so come on. Feel positive out there, guys. Right, okay. Last week, Lindsay Abbott is a lady that I'm starting to do some work for with a fantastic voiceover artist. Organised a few meetings, and one of them was with Tony Berg from RealNet, and which I recently found is a very, very good web design agency. And it was great to go down there and meet him and his team. And while we were down there, Colin McLean was down there as well. To get my words out this morning. Which was a great added bonus because me and Colin have been tweeting for a little while. We spoke on the phone and it sort of reminded me to give him a ring. Give the guy a call and go and see him for coffee. So we're meeting this week, on Wednesday, I think, for some coffee to discuss some ideas. Hopefully we can work together on a few projects. We shall see, you never know. But it was good. And meeting Tony has sort of gave me an idea for a marketing plan, which I'm going to try and focus on and think about for the next week or so. So I'm not going to let you know what it is yet, just in case I change my mind at the last minute. But it's reminded me... Oh, some seagulls are going a bit mad over there. There we go. You see, this is why media is interesting. See, on your website and through the internet, why video and audio is more interesting, because things feel a bit more real. Things go on. Anyway, this week, finally as well, I've been talking for about 6 months about a secret client that I've been doing a lot of work for, and finally, now it's November, I can reveal, don't get too excited, by the way. It's just good for me to be able to say what it is, because I've been working on this client for 6 months and not being allowed to talk to anybody about it. But now I can say that I've been working on screencast videos for a online slot machine review website called slotjunkies.net. And what I've been doing is basically recording myself playing online slot machines until I get a bonus feature. And making a video out of it and uploading it for slotjunkies.net to use for people, so they can see what the slot machine looks like, how it works, and be guided as to which is the best ones to play, etc., etc. It's been good, steady work for me. It's been a great project with a guy called Ian, who I've been working with for many years on different projects when I used to be involved in the music industry. So it's been good to be working with him on it. And last week I told you about Broker's Weird. I've put together a short little case study video for Empress Media while we were at Broker's Weird, basically interviewing the Broker's Weird park manager and the marketing chap who was with me, who organised it. Asked a few sort of marketing questions, put them all together, and made a nice short little case study video that he can use on his website, which is an excellent way of using online video. Case study of one of your best clients is gold dust. So there you go. I've just been having breakfast, and I've written down a really long list of things to do this week, things I need to get sorted out, so I best go and get cracking on with them. Thanks for listening to the Optimistic Monday Boo, Monday Morning Boo, and... hopefully speak to you again soon. Take care.